In mid-November, the end seemed near for Hudson. The Canadian Eskimo dog was tied near the Hudson Bay just east of Churchill, Manitoba, with a 1,000-pound bear coming toward him and his 40-pack companions. The bear was owned by a hunter and trapper named Brian Ledoon and had been fasting for 4 months. The open water of the bay kept the bears from catching seals, their favorite prey, and made the dog certain to end up as a meal. As the bear closed in, Hudson did the unexpected. Instead of fleeing in terror, he grinned, wagged his tail, and bowed to the bear in invitation. The bear's response was also unusual, as he presented non-aggressive signals, like enthusiastic body language. "Let's play," was their language, as they abandoned their typical antagonistic attitudes. They embraced and continued in sheer abandon. The shenanigans made the playmates tire quickly, and the bear called a timeout and lay down. The bear returned every evening to play with the dogs until finally the frozen lake encouraged him to leave for his winter habitat. The evil and strange story of the invisible man thus ends. If you want a deeper understanding, it can be discovered from the landlord of a small inn next to Port Stowe. A plain board with a hat and boots marks the inn and gives this story its title. A corpulent and short little man is the landlord. He has a sporadic rosy visage, wiry hair, and a nose resembling a cylindrical protrusion. If you ply him generously with drink, he will reveal everything that happened and how lawyers absconded with the treasures he possessed.